Restaurant Week, hosted by the Connecticut Restaurant Association, runs October the 8th to the 14th with specially priced meals and discounts at about 40 participating people in the whole business. How about that? And Senator, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Yeah, it's a great week to go out and dine in Connecticut, especially at those restaurants participating in Connecticut Restaurant Week.
Now, how do you set this all up? I've often wondered. I've never guessed, but I've often wondered. How do you do it?
Sure. So any individual restaurant, doesn't matter what size, can participate. They connect with through the Connecticut Restaurant Association, and they advertise. And you can go anywhere for a set meal price for $20.89, have a three-course dinner. There's, I think, about 40 restaurants participating, a ton of them in West Hartford. I have two restaurants in my district, one over in Simsbury, Abigail's, and the North House in Avon. They're participating in this. And it's a great way to raise awareness and also raises funds for young people that are looking to get into the restaurant management occupation.
Are there, I was often wanted to ask the question, Senator, and I did not know, to be very honest with you, I did not know that you were in the restaurant business before.
We did. My wife and I ran a restaurant for 5 years. We just sold it 2 weeks ago. So.
You're kidding.
No.
Where did you run it?
Right here in Collinsville. It was called Wilson's Pub. You know, we had a fantastic, wonderful experience, and one of our customers actually bought it from us, so to carry on the tradition. So it was a labor of love, but we so enjoyed the time and the people that we met doing it.
Well, that's
true. But I want to give a shout out to the Connecticut Restaurant Association, because a dollar of every one of those meals goes towards what's called ProStart, which are high school children that want to go to school for this type of career. In Connecticut, out of the Wilbercross High School in New Haven, they won the national competition this year.
Really?
And there were five girls, and they each got $5,000 scholarships from the Restaurant Association, another $1,000 scholarship on top of that from Burger King, and they're eligible to each receive up to $100,000 in scholarships from participating colleges if they choose to go there. It's fantastic.
You know, let me ask you, Kevin, are there a lot of young people today that are thinking about or want to get into the restaurant business?
Well, let's look at, I think so. When you see so many, how popular the Food Network is, and I think that's just a way, everybody has to eat. And so you can do so much with moving into the restaurant and hospitality issues. So I think it's a great career path for a lot of folks that don't know what they're going to be doing going on, and this starts at the high school level, so it's absolutely wonderful.
Now, how
proud of Wilbercross High School.
How old were you when you decided that you wanted to get in the restaurant business?
Well, I had my first job when I turned 16. I worked at McDonald's Corporation, where a lot of my friends, that was our first job, and spent 5.5 years in the restaurant business and then went off into law enforcement. And then when I retired from law enforcement, I said, let me go back into the restaurant business again. So went back in for another 5 years, my senior years.
And
so
your wife worked with you?
Yep, side by side.
Boy, that's terrific. That's a great story. I did not know that you were in that business. I think this is a great thing that they do every year too. And how did you get the job this year?
Well, I think this is one of these venues that people are looking for something to do. This is the best time of the year, the great weather that we're having. People want to be able to dine outside. All of the wooden taps are part of this restaurant week. They can go online to ctrestaurant.org to get the list of the participating restaurants throughout the state. And I think it's something that, we should be promoting here in Connecticut. We have some excellent restaurants.
Now, you get a good, I've had one of these meals. I've, eaten at one of these, I call them parties before, but $20.18, you get a tremendous, tremendous amount of food.
Yeah, it's a set price, so you can't beat that, and a dollar of that goes to the ProStart. And let's make sure that we keep our, you know, prop up our restaurants. Unfortunately, I don't know if you recall, but last year in the General Assembly, there was a proposal to tax the restaurants at another 1% to them, which was awful. I mean, thank God for the Republicans that were able to stop that, because imagine throwing on another 1% on top of your bill just because the state wants to take more money.
Well, again, this is terrific. Now, this actually gets going on the 8th of October, right?
Correct.
And this
runs today, right? Is today the 8th?
Yeah. And it runs through the 14th.
Today. Yeah. The whole week. Well, anybody can go on ctrestaurant.org to get the whole list of what restaurants are participating.
Well, that's the food business. Now we've got something. I went to a big one yesterday, a big debate. And again, it's going to be a very, very close race. There's no question in my mind about it. Very close. What do you think?
I think it's going to be extremely close. I think it's going to be extremely late at night before we find out what's happening. I don't know if you're aware, but as I've been going to my town halls getting the list of folks that are requesting absentee ballots, the town clerks are very upset with an issue that happened with one of the minority parties, the Liberty Party. They weren't on the ballots correctly. Their names weren't there, so they're delayed in sending things out. And so I think that's going to cause some turmoil. But I think as far as the governor's race, it's going to be extremely close.
All three candidates?
All three. I think that, Oz and Monty, they'll stay in the single digits. So I don't know who they'll pull from, whether they're going to pull from, you know, Lamont or pull from Stefanowski.
I'll tell you something.
I know that I've heard people saying to me, a vote for Oz is a vote for Lamont, or a vote for Oz is a vote for Stefanowski. So that goes either way. So I think they're pulling from both parties. But I think the governor's race is going to be extremely close. But people are talking about no more raising of taxes. And I think if Stefanowski continues with his mantra of, you know, I'm going to cut taxes, I think he's going to eke it out or squeak it out.
I do, too. That's who I'm picking. Yep.
Yep. Same. I mean, we've been under Democrat control, for the past 8 years, for all, you know, the House, the Senate, and the governorship. We, on the Republican side, we haven't controlled a chamber since the early 90s. We gave people a glimpse of what we can do as leaders through our leadership on the bipartisan budget, which we enacted some strong fiscal restraint. So we've proven we can do it. Just give us the opportunity, and we will change the direction that Connecticut's going financially. And you're going to see all of our numbers improve on all these indicators as to how business friendly we are.
Well, I'll tell you right now, and I'm out a lot. That's all I hear. We don't want any more taxes, no more taxes. And it seems that's what they do all the time.
That's the first thing they run to. Well, we can't cut anything, so what can we raise for taxes?
They can cut. They can cut.
Oh, they can cut. They can cut big time. We can stop the frivolous spending as well. I'm sure you've seen all the different articles about buying 11 times the cost of a piece of land and, funding of an $8.5 million for supermarket. These are outrageous budget items that, you know, if we don't do those types of things, we can live within our means.
Well, it's going to be a close one. There's no doubt about it. But we were, as I said yesterday, we were at a big one, and it was very interesting, very, very interesting. And you know, it used to be people said, "Well, you know, the Democrat Lamont, Tejil," but they're not saying that anymore. They're not talking like that anymore. So
no, it all comes down to the almighty dollar, if you will. And people want to be able to keep more of their own money without government taking more and more. That's why, you know, we need to stop having people leave the state of Connecticut. This is fair season, so every single person that came up to the booth that I was standing in said, "Kevin, the only reason I'm here in Connecticut is because of my grandchildren or my children.
Yep.
If they weren't living here, I'd be out." And that's the facts. So I think we've got to reverse that trend, make it more jobs available for folks to stay in Connecticut, better wages, less taxes, and then you'll start to see our state thrive again.
Hey, good luck. Good luck with Connecticut's Restaurant Week, and I'm glad you called me, Senator. Thank you.
All right, Brad. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Coming up to